Good afternoon, I'm Jason Parrott and this is Emphasis. This afternoon we will check in with several art galleries west of the Mississippi River to see what they have on display. Joining us first is Brian Riggs with the Fort Madison Area Arts Association. He says the annual Budding Artists Exhibit is giving way to a show by Mark McWhorter, who chairs the art department at Indian Hills Community College in Ottumwa.
He will be in-house for us for the feature exhibition in the month of February, with a reception on the 16th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Have you got a preview of what his exhibit is going to be? What are you expecting to be on display during the month of February?
Well, I've always known Mark to be a highly professional ceramic stoneware artist. I mean, he's a Scut Kiln guy, been there, you know, using Scuts all of his tenure there in Indian Hills, and he's been there for a while now. I was not aware that he has been a prolific painter over the last few years. And so he sent me JPEGs of both of those. The ceramics were what I expected, just a stout, utilitarian, functional, as well as some a large ornamental stoneware as well. But I didn't know he was the painter that he was. But again, it just shows that a lot of artists, once they've found their niche, will use more than one medium.
Any specific scenery? Is he in outdoors, animals? What's he look at for his painting?
I would say a lot of water. I'm seeing a lot of water scenes, whether that be scenes of an early mist fall or rapids, things like that. Now, actually, from what I hear, and I don't know myself, but for painters, water can be a pretty tricky subject matter, and it seems like he's starting to wrap himself around that a little bit. And we do have a kind of an interesting format for some of our photographers that we're going to be, we've been working on this Mississippi River City and Towns Initiative that's actually going to showcase a couple of shots from our neck of the Mississippi River at a Capitol Hill showing in Washington, D.C. in March. And so we've been working with a couple of those, and what's interesting about that, I'm sure it's going to be for some kind of political function there on Capitol Hill, but they were looking for natural beauty of the river, life on the river, and challenge of the river. And, of course, you know, you're talking to a unit that's withstood the flood of 08. We felt we could handle all subject matters in those areas, and we've got some very strong representation from our local photographers that are going to cover the spectrum on that for us.
Looking ahead in the year for the gallery, is there any exhibit that you really said, wow, I can't believe we got this, or people are really going to be shocked, surprised, just happy to be able to see this type of work?
Well, one person that, and I'm sure you know the name, but I've been here quite a while now, and I've never been able to get him to have a feature show. He doesn't consider himself to be a professional artist, although he was the Fort Madison art educator for, over three decades. Jim Knapp does a pen and ink style with a watercolor wash, and he's very well known in Burlington. He's a regular at Snake Alley. Of course, very well known in Fort Madison and this entire area. And he's been retired for several years now, and I kept bringing it up every year. You know, Jim, when do you think you're going to have a show? When do you think you're going to have a show? He's like, well, you know, do you think my stuff is good enough with all the other artists that you work with? And I'm like, you know, Jim, whenever you bring an original piece of work to the gallery, we can't hold it for more than a month or two before it sells. You know, our basic product line for you is the prints that you make off your originals. Why wouldn't I want you for a feature show? Well, for the month of July, Jim Knapp is going to come in with his specialization of pen and ink with watercolor wash. And I think not just in the Fort Madison area, but in the whole tri-state, for the folks that have met him in the past, certainly his coaching career and teaching career with Fort Madison High School, and he's touched so many people throughout his tenure here, I think he's going to get quite the turnout.
And what are we looking at for some of the annual shows? I mean, obviously the Budding Artist to start off the year. What are some of those other annual shows that everybody knows?
One big annual that's coming up right around the corner. And what I mean by annual, this is an every other year event, but Expressions Art Auction is coming up April 6th, 2013. It's going to start at 7 p.m. there at Comfort Inn Suites. But anyone who's familiar with the Fort Madison Area Arts Association knows that this is a pristine event where, you know, we work with over 80 regional artists in the area, but a lot of these artists will stand up with us that night, donate a really nice piece of work. We get philanthropists and patrons from the entire tri-state region to basically have an evening where we celebrate the emergence of those two different factions and raise money for the organization as a whole. Without the Expressions Art Auction, we wouldn't be in day-to-day operation. You know, I think a lot of folks over the years have just seen our consistency and kind of take for granted what we do here at this little nonprofit. But that particular event on an every other year basis has the potential to raise money for that helps 2 years worth of revenues. So anyone that loves fine art and loves the whole spectrum, you know, and there's many great food packages and travel packages, things like that. But if you really want a fine evening out, pay attention to that Expressions Art Auction coming up that first week of April on April 6th. And with that being in every other year, boy, we faced a couple of tough ones over the last couple of years of the economic situation. We're hoping we get back to our what we expect kind of from this particular event.
Next, we travel north to the Art Guild of Burlington and director Jerry Johnson. Johnson says a new show at the Burlington Art Center will get underway this weekend.
It begins this Sunday, February 3rd, and the artist is John Carlson, and he's a local artist, and he does abstract paintings. So we have about 20 of his newest works here at the Art Gallery, and like I said, there will be a show beginning Sunday, February 3rd, running through March 3rd. And Sunday will be a reception at 1 o'clock from 1 to 4, and John will actually be here speaking about his works beginning at 2 p.m.
Has he had an exhibit before at the center, or is he a new exhibitor?
He's not been at the Art Guild before, so he's new for us. I don't think he's shown in Burlington before. He's a Burlington native and lived here all his life, but I think this is one of his first shows.
How was it decided to have him be this upcoming artist?
Well, we have a wonderful gallery committee chaired by Jim and Judy Hilken, and they are constantly on the search for both local and national artists, and they try to mix it up quite a bit with mediums and where the artists are from and, you know, different things like that. So we started off he's actually our first show this year, and we're starting off with a local artist, which is what we generally like to do, but we haven't had an abstract painting artist in a few years, and I know Jim and Judy discovered his work somewhere nearby and talked him into doing a show with us.
Abstract can give so many people, put so many images into their head. Can you kind of walk us through what's just an example, or is there a way to kind of summarize what people will be seeing?
I haven't heard John's artist talk yet, but I will tell you from past experience, you know, being certainly an art lover myself, I love to go through and discover what I think are in the pieces, and then but I'm also so happily surprised when I hear the artist talk and they sort of tell you what they had in mind as well. Sometimes they're very detailed and direct, this is exactly what it is, and other times they're, you know, what do you see, you know, that sort of thing. I swear in one I saw a Cubs baseball cap, but I'm not really sure. So I can't wait to find out if that's true or not. Probably not, but I did see something in there that I thought looked like that. The pieces are small to medium size, very colorful. There's a lot of color in this, so I think certainly people who love abstract art will enjoy it, and people who are just into a lot of vibrant color and being able to find, you know, their own things in the paintings will surely like it as well. I think it's a little bit like treasure hunting. You know, you just look at the paintings and see what appeals to you and what brings out different memories or senses from you, or you just really enjoy all the colors.
Looking ahead, what are some of the annual shows that are going to be coming up as people get used to them? What dates, time, or what months and such are we looking at for some of the annuals?
We're actually scheduled throughout 2013 already. Our wonderful gallery committee had that wrapped up by the end of last year. We, like I said, John Carlson is our first, and then we have basically one a month for the rest of the year. And we have another abstract artist, we have some watercolorists, we have an all-member show, which is very big for us at the end of the year in December. We let our members bring in pieces of their own, either that they own or that they have produced, and hang them as well. And that's always a big, big draw. People love that. But one I really did want to emphasize was in June, we're going to have an artist by the name of Preston Jackson, and he's a bronze sculpturist, and he has never shown anywhere in Iowa before. I'm not even too sure about the Midwest, but I know for sure he's never shown in Iowa. And he has very large, very dramatic bronze sculptures. So, and we've not had anything like that here before. So I'm super excited about that. I can't wait to see them. And he will be a wonderful artist talk as well, so people won't want to miss that. We don't have the exact date yet, but it is going to be in June. So just, you know, you can look on our website or membership letters or things like that. But it will be something that you've not seen around here before, so it'll be something to see.
And finally, we head to Canton, Missouri, in the campus of Culver Stockton College to find Deborah Scoggin-Myers, who is director of the Maybe Art Gallery. She says the current exhibit is a collection of pieces from the Hannibal Alliance Art Gallery.
That's about 17 different artists, so it's a very eclectic show. It ranges from jewelry to ceramics, a variety of paintings, watercolor, oils, collage, from local artists that are members of that gallery.
How was it decided to have them, this show, be the first of the year?
Well, we rotate between faculty shows every other January, and on odd years we select something different. We want it to be a great show, but we also want it to be a learning experience for students, so we can take our classes in there and discuss different techniques or ideas that were used. So this is a great show to start out the year with the variety that's included.
How long will this show be up?
This show is open till February 22nd. And our gallery is open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, and on weekends by appointment.
What's coming up after this? What's the next show? When do we start getting, I guess you would say, into some of the maybe the student shows?
March 16th through the 30th is our senior art show, and that will include 8 students who are graduating with either degrees in studio art or graphic design.
What is it like to have that type of a show when the students actually get to showcase what they've been working on?
It's a great thing. They get to see the culmination of 4 years of hard work, hopefully. Some great pieces. It's also a great learning experience. We have a high school art day in the middle of that, and students from area high schools can see if this is the right fit for them, what's being produced here, what students have learned. The students will also give a talk on Saturday, March 16th from 7:30 to 8, talking about their work, what has inspired them and influenced their creations. So,
looking ahead, any other show stand out? Maybe someone who is new to the area, maybe a former student. Any type of show stand out to you?
We have some great shows lined up, I think. In April, we have the Student Honor Exhibit, so that will be the best work of all the students in the fine arts or visual arts and graphic design at Culver Stockton College. So it's a juried show, and only the best pieces will be selected for that show. Then it will also be juried by a faculty member from another college or university. We're going to start out next year, I believe, with Grant Niffen, who is an art educator in St. Louis, who does a variety of large paintings and sculptures. And then we'll have a homecoming show in October that includes the artwork of John Bartz and large paintings and experimental projects, along with the photography of Shelley Kramer, both alumni of Culver Stockton College. So we're very excited about that, too.
That was Deborah Scoggin-Myers with the Maybe Art Gallery in Canton, Missouri. We were also joined this afternoon by Jerry Johnson with the Art Guild of Burlington and Brian Riggs with the Fort Madison Area Arts Association. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.